Well, listeners, today's editions of Commentary highlights seizing the opportunity to support the Free Nutritious Meal Program. The Free Nutritious Meal Program, which is one of the flagship programs of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rekabuming, has attracted the attention of a number of friendly countries. After Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba previously expressed support for the program, this time Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed similar support. President Prabowo Subianto visited India from 23rd to 26th January 2025. The aim was to fulfill India's honorary invitations for President Prabowo to attend the 76th celebration of the Republic of India on 26th of January 2025. In addition to being a guest of honor, President Prabowo Subianto also used the opportunity to visit India to strengthen bilateral relations with Prime Minister Modi and President Draupadi Murmu. A number of issues were discussed by the leaders, starting from the defense and security sector to space cooperation. Various regional and area issues are also of concern, including the relationship between the two in the BRICS Forum, which has just approved Indonesia's applications to join. Besides these major issues, it turns out that the leaders of the two countries also discussed Indonesia's Free Nutritious Meals program. During the meeting between President Prabowo and Prime Minister Modi, India shared experiences related to this program for school children. India even stated that it opens its door wide for Indonesia if it wants to share experiences related to the program. This included facilitating experts from Indonesia to utilize the expertise of the food corporations of India in managing the public distribution system. Similar support was previously conveyed by Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba when he met Prabowo at the Presidential Palace Bogor, West Java on January 11. At the time, Japan offered assistance through training in providing school lunches. Support for the Free Nutritious Meal Program, which is one of the main programs of the Indonesian government, shows the attention of friendly countries for the superior human development processes in Indonesia. Through the Free Nutritious Meal Program, Indonesia also aims to reduce the number of malnutritions and stunting, which are currently receiving serious attention from the government, especially for vulnerable groups, namely toddlers, children, pregnant women, and breastfeeding mothers. Hopefully, more support will come from other countries for the Free Nutritious Meal Program in Indonesia, so that the development of superior human resources in Indonesia can soon produce the expected results. That was commentary.